This is Near FM
90.3.
And you are very welcome back to the final part of this Monday edition of Northside Today with me, Donie Tarrant. And I am delighted to be joined on the line now by Mary Liz Trant from the National Apprenticeships Office. Good afternoon, Mary.
Hi, Donie.
Or should I say Mary Liz?
Right, yeah.
Now, regular listeners and people who were listening last Monday will know that I spoke to Paul Hayes from the Northside Partnership in relation to the apprenticeship fair, which is taking place here in the Civic Centre on the ground floor tomorrow, Tuesday, the 28th. And I thought it might be a nice idea to talk to Mary Liz from the National Apprenticeships Office in conjunction with that as well. Now, I don't really want to politicise our chat, Mary Liz, but we are, whether people like it or not, in the middle of a housing crisis or a housing emergency, depending what your attitude to it is. And we continually hear that this is due to a massive lack of builders, that we can't get people on site. Could I ask you if you could maybe expand on this theory? That the possibility is that we may not be able to get people on site because they're not coming out qualified, because they're not going into the apprenticeships that's required in the first place.
I think, Donie, obviously there's a big challenge. You know, there's we have a housing emergency. You know, everybody knows that, and we have these targets of, you know, over 30,000 houses to be built. Every year now to 2030, and so there's a big challenge underway. The fantastic thing about the apprenticeship model is that people go in, apprentices register with an employer, and they're straight away they're contributing. They're on site. They're learning their trade. They're doing their training. And it means that, you know, this is the beauty of the model, I suppose, when you've got a challenge like the housing, you know, building all of these houses is, you know, almost straight away, apprentices are contributing to that goal and, you know, working and supporting their employer to deliver on the various contracts that are in place. And really the challenge is, and, you know, we've seen the numbers grow enormously. In 2021, we had the highest ever registrations on apprenticeships. Last year we were nearly the same again. We were over 8,300 registrations last year, and my expectation is that will continue and keep growing this year and next year. And so there is a very strong pipeline of apprentices going in the areas of construction and engineering, and, you know, all of those areas that are needed to meet those housing targets. I suppose part of my job and the job of kind of the team in the National Apprenticeship Office, and we're really looking forward to be there tomorrow. We'll have a stand tomorrow at the fair, the apprenticeship fair. It's getting the word out to potential apprentices, you know, of all ages, of all backgrounds, including women, by the way, because there are nowhere near enough women aware of the great opportunities that there are in apprenticeships, to look at and consider apprenticeship as an option. As some people would say, you know, it's one of the best kept secrets we have in the country about the salary that you earn when you as qualified apprenticeship, and the fantastic careers that are ahead of people. I think we have a great model to deliver, and I think the challenge now is to getting the word out and encouraging people and just making sure that school leavers and older people are looking at the kind of the opportunity to contribute to a fantastic goal, you know, in terms of delivering houses, and also green skills, the climate, you know, all the whole climate agenda, and building houses that are fit for purpose for the future.
Now, Mary Liz, in a brief 30-minute segment, it would be impossible to, I suppose, even list all the various apprenticeships that you offer. And you touched there on all the ones in relation to the construction industry, which were probably where people's minds go to straight away when they think of apprenticeships. They will think of carpenters, plumbers, electricians, block layers, that's plasterers, that sort of stuff.
Yep.
But there is so much more. And I was actually shocked. I was talking to your colleague, Maria Walsh from Sullis. I think it was last year. And, or maybe, yeah, it was last year. And you're doing apprenticeships now in the financial services sector, which, I mean, at one stage was, well, if you wanted to work in that, you got a job in the bank and worked as a teller and worked your way up. But you're doing apprenticeships in finance now.
That's right, and that's just one area, Donny, that we have. So, as you say, we've got international financial services. We've two apprenticeships there, and people are working in kind of, you know, a lot of the really well-known big, you know, big companies, earning really good salaries, by the way, because they're, you know, one of the apprenticeships leads to a Level 8 honours degree. And it was interesting when I was looking at the article, one of the articles, you know, about the fair, you know, one of the things we really want to get across is that people are, you know, working on the job, they get a salary, they're, you know, with an employer, but they're also doing their study and their college off the job as well. There is a very strong component of that, and everybody gets a major qualification when they finish. So, you know, I mentioned, you know, the Level 8 Honours degree in financial services. We've got, for example, an auctioneering apprenticeship. We've got logistics and supply chain apprenticeship. There's the first ever in the world, we think, recruitment executive apprenticeship leading to an honours degree as well. We've got hospitality apprenticeships. You can become a bar manager through the apprenticeship route now. We've got a biopharma apprenticeship. And we've up to 10 more coming on stream this year to add to the 66 we have available, including, for example, an apprenticeship for quantity surveyors. We've got farming apprenticeships coming, a horticulture apprenticeship. So, you know, by the end of this year and into next year, we've got to reach, you know, the opportunities. We'll have over 70 programs available, and they're available in pretty much every industry area, you know, in that we have in the country at this stage. So it's you're absolutely right, Donny. You know, and I was in a girls' school there a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, there was exactly that same reaction, you know, people thinking, you know, talk about apprenticeships. Okay, you know, you see generally a young man with a hard hat and a toolbox, and that's the jet. There's a lot of people who think that's all that there is to apprenticeship. Now, you know, as we were just saying, at the heart of our apprenticeship system has always been, you know, the construction apprenticeships, the engineering apprenticeships. They continue to be really important and a real backbone of our economy and how the country is, you know, is prospering and growing and our housing building and all of that. But we have all of these other really kind of key important areas of apprenticeship as well. And it's you know, I think the fair tomorrow is a greater opportunity to get that message out to everybody in the Northside area, you know, and to look at those opportunities and think about it. And it's not just school leavers, by the way. You know, there are lots of opportunities now for people who are maybe in careers already. You know, I mentioned some of the honours degree programmes, but we also have apprenticeships that lead to master's level awards. Like, for example, we've got I mentioned supply chain. There's a level 9, which is a master's award. You can get your apprenticeship through that route. And what we have there is a lot of people who are in companies who approach their employer and say, I'd really like to do this, you know, do this training, get my qualification, and continue working with you. And that's been extremely successful as well.
Yeah, and it's an absolutely unbelievable system and service. I put it to Paul, and I'll put it to you this morning, or this afternoon, should I say, Mary Liz, that for a long time in this country, sort of apprenticeships were, like you say, the typical plumber, the hard hat and the toolbox and the high-vis jacket when that came on stream. And people maybe tended to look down their noses at apprenticeships. Whereas if we look to Europe, and I'm thinking particularly of Germany here, Mary Liz, they never did. Apprenticeships are highly valued and highly sought after and highly thought of in Germany.
Yeah. And it's, you know, I wonder, Donny, is it, you know, something to do with, you know, a kind of, I suppose where we are in terms of, you know, our whole development and understanding and how we value education and learning and training. And, you know, I think things have improved a lot. I think people have a much better understanding and a much better respect, I think, for the whole range of ways in which people learn and develop careers. But you're right, I think for a long time there was that sense that, you know, so you have to go to academic third level to really kind of, you know, make it and, you know, have a good career and you know, have a really good quality of life. And,
yeah,
you know,
well, I'll put it to you, Mary Liz, that anybody out there listening to us this afternoon who's looking for a plumber and an electrician, when they eventually can find one, and when you and when you see what it's going to cost you, you might rethink that theory. And, you know, I mean, it's unbelievable at the moment. Like, it's just, the world is actually, they're complete and total isolated at the moment, you know?
Yes, and, you know, and the other thing to say, Donny, is, and, you know, I've had the opportunity to meet many, many apprentices, you know, across all the various different ranges of programmes. And, you know, I mean, the level of skill, of ability to deal with people, of, you know, we've run a number of competitions around teamwork and leadership. I mean, the skill set of our apprentices, you know, we've got over 26,000 training now at the moment in the country. You know, it's an incredible body of people and of knowledge and of, you know, the future generations who are kind of coming down the line. And, like, I just think that's a really important message as well, you know, that actually, you know, maybe, you know, people have been, you know, it's been not as visible as, say, you know, the third level graduate, academic graduate coming out. But, you know, we ran, for example, an Apprentice of the Year Awards last year with a big award ceremony in the Mansion House. The Minister, Simon Harris, made the awards. Dermot Bannon was there, you know, the compere. We had over 500 people there. And it was the most fantastic celebration of the, you know, the really outstanding apprentices we have in the country. And, like, you know, there's a job to be done to do lots more of that and to give apprentices on that apprenticeship route the kind of profile and visibility that they actually deserve.
Well, I can assure you, Mary
Liz, rebalance things a bit.
I can assure you, Mary Liz, for as long as I have access to a microphone and a programme like Northside Today, I will be promoting the positive aspects of apprenticeships, because it's something that I have a huge interest in, and I think that it is something which has been neglected by the media, and particularly, may I say, by the mainstream media for far too many years, and it needs to be highlighted, it needs to be promoted, and promoted in a very positive way. And I mean, let's be honest here, just to conclude this little section of our chat, higher academia, as in universities and colleges, is not for everybody. And, you know, if a person has a grow for a particular trade or a particular skill, well, the apprenticeship route to me is the obvious way to go, Mary Liz.
Yeah, and we also hear, and then there's the bit about the, you know, the affordability and the fact that people are earning a salary. And, you know, I mean, so many parents are saying to us now, I mean, this, why did nobody tell us about this before, you know, where they've got maybe two or three children in the family and they're trying to figure out how to help them on their way in terms of training and education and their careers. And you know, you get your major qualification, you know, you get your fantastic on-the-job experience, and employers love that, and you get your salary. And, you know, so, it, you know, people are kind of saying, it's a no-brainer. You know, there's so much, you know, positive, you know, in the choice. But, I mean, I suppose, I mean, the big thing for us, Donny, is it's getting that information out there so that people can make a really good decision, you know. And we included apprenticeship information on the CAO platform for the first time last year, and that was a really big step forward. Basically, just making sure that when people are sitting around the kitchen table, and they'll be doing it now over the next few weeks and months before next September, and talking about, you know, what are they going to do when they finish school, and sort of saying, okay, all of the options need to be on the table, further education, higher education, and apprenticeships as well, and that at least then people, you know, are making an informed decision, and they don't have to decide right now, they can, you know, look into all the avenues and then make, you know, and then decide when the time comes then later in the year about, you know, what they prefer to do. I'd also just to say, just Donny, you know, we've an awful lot of really good case studies and testimonials from both apprentices and employers on our website, www.apprenticeship.ie. And we also have a free phone helpline number for anybody who'd like to, you know, maybe if they're either go to the fair tomorrow and have more questions, or maybe if they can't make the fair and would like it to have a chat and talk through some, you know, find out a bit more information. The number is 1-800-794-487.
And don't worry, folks, if you didn't get that number, this, along with our other interviews today, will be up on our Listen Again podcast service later on this afternoon, I would imagine, or hopefully. And you can listen back there and get those details as given out there by Mary Lees. But I will get her to give them again before we finish our chat this afternoon. Mary Lees, this might seem a kind of an obvious question, but we'll say, and putting you on the spot maybe, and I don't want you to be making fish of one and flesh of another, if you know what I mean by that phrase. But who would be, and I presume you would have employers coming to you looking for people as well. What would be the top three, we'll say, at the moment now, where employers are screaming for people?
Well, we've got, we launched an employer survey, first ever full employer survey just this week, Donny, or just last week rather, and we actually did a bit of work on just looking at what were the top kind of areas. So unsurprisingly, I suppose the big ones is kind of three big kind of construction and engineering ones. So electrical is really big, and you know, there's actually, you know, we actually have about 9,000 apprentices training on the electrical apprenticeship at the moment alone, but there's still a lot of demand, you know, and so that's kind of, you know, it's a constantly growing area.
Yeah, isn't it strange that that's one of the ones I mentioned? If you're looking for an electrician or a plumber, good luck.
Yeah. And then the other two, and you mentioned one there, is plumbing, and then also carpentry and joinery. Engineering is also really big as well, and you know, there's a number like manufacturing engineering ones, you know, apprenticeships that are very popular. But what's coming up really fast, you know, are hospitality, like the chef apprenticeships. We have a hairdressing apprenticeship that's really popular and kind of is growing all the time. And then the next big one then is financial services. So it's kind of interesting, you know. There's quite a span. But unsurprising, I suppose, the areas that are kind of really, you know, service areas and construction and engineering and, you know, those kind of manufacturing areas.
Mary Liz, can I just...
Things are booming so much.
Can I just interrupt you on that point, just maybe to flesh it out a little bit, because you're hugely experienced and, like, you've forgotten more about this than I'll ever know, but just listening to you talking about that there, employers and really, really good ones, they would have people in the office that would be... Like, I suppose, crystal ball gazing, for want of a better term, and are making predictions and projections about what's coming down the track. Now, if you were talking about, and it just an interesting one there now that you highlighted on more than one occasion, is that financial services side of things. Would that mean that there are employers who have been told by their teams, look, we need to expand, this is going to take off, we are going to need more people, we cannot keep up with the demand unless we get more people on board? So does that mean that we could be looking in 2-3 years at those sectors? Like, obviously the building sector is going to have to expand in order to cater for the crisis in the housing industry or in the housing sector, but is that a sign that these are the sectors that are really going to take off and boom in the coming years?
I think, you know, the thing about apprenticeship, and it's kind of, it's a trend that's been very steady, you know, as the economy, you know, as the economy grows and particular parts of industry are growing, it's reflected in the take up and the demand for apprentices and, you know, an apprenticeship. So, you know, there is that kind of, because employers ultimately have to take on an apprentice, have to employ an apprentice, invest in them, train them up. They're, you know, because, you know, and they, if they have a need, they're going to come and they're going to, you know, take on, one, two, four more apprentices, depending on the size of their company. So, I mean, we've got a goal of hitting 10,000 apprentice registrations by 2025. You know, we're not too far off. We're around the, you know, over 8,300 mark for the last couple of years. And I think our expectation is, I mean, all going well with the economy, which is, you know, which it is, it's growing all the time and it's positive, is that we're going to hit and probably exceed that number. And we are going to see growth in those kind of areas, you know, like financial services, like engineering, like some of the new areas coming up, you know, for instance, logistics and supply chain, given, you know, the impact of Brexit and the importance of Ireland remaining.
Yeah, actually, Mary Liz, in relation to that now, do you find that companies are sending people back to you who you've put through your hands, so to speak, already, to bring them up to speed with the change in relation to Brexit?
So, and again, this is the beauty of the apprenticeship. So, the programme is, you know, because people are on the job, they're all the time learning the kind of the latest, you know, requirements, you know, if it's a case of regulations, they're applying them, they're using them. And again, the apprenticeship programs are updated on a regular basis. So there's always that kind of, you know, loop of employers saying, here are the skills and knowledge we now need in our industry, and the apprenticeship reflecting that. So, you know, it's another reason why employers like the apprenticeship model so much, because, you know, instead of kind of, you know, getting of graduates out every 3 or 4 years who may or may not have all of the necessary knowledge and skills, that, you know, there's that opportunity to keep the program very dynamic as it goes.
Important message, yeah. I think, that hopefully we'll get out today to employers, is that facility is there in the National Apprenticeships Office, that, I mean, if something new comes along, you're on top of your game, and you will have a program in place to upskill people immediately in relation to any new legislation or regulations which come in. And Lord knows Brexit has brought some change. I know it's predominantly affecting the people in Great Britain, but I mean, it has made the logistics industry and the transport industry in this country, like, it has, I won't say crippled them, but Lord, it has put some amount of extra red tape and work on paperwork their way.
Yeah, and at the same time, you know, just out of necessity, there's been the most, you know, unbelievable transformation in technology and the real acceleration in the, you know, the solutions that are needed, you know, to kind of try and streamline that. And, you know, I've seen a little bit of it, just what's been happening in the logistics and transport, you know, industry, just to kind of manage and keep up. And all, that's another area, I suppose, to mention. Like, we've got six IT, like tech programs, you know, including two in cybersecurity, Donny. And
that's kind of a huge industry as well. That's kind of a massive industry, cybersecurity.
Yeah. And really important, and, you know, and it's going to become even more important as we go. I mean, there isn't a week goes by and we don't hear about a challenge to somebody's, you know, system, and the need to be, you know, to kind of try and stay ahead, you know, of, you know, and kind of keep IT systems running, because they are so important. They're so central to everything we all do now. So again, I suppose that's where the apprenticeship system is making a really important contribution to bringing in people, developing them, and, you know, and that kind of partnership between enterprise, you know, and the education system, to make sure that we're up to speed on, you know, the kinds of skills and knowledge that are required.
Well, all I can say, Mary Liz, is thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this afternoon. It has been absolutely brilliant. As I said, it's a hobby horse of mine anyway, so I love talking about it. But, I mean, it's so informative. And if you wouldn't mind, Mary Liz, just give out those contact details once more for the benefit of our listeners, please.
Of course. It's been a pleasure, Donny. So our website is apprenticeship.ie. And our free phone number is 1-800-794-487.
Mary Liz Trant from the National Apprenticeships Office. I look forward to talking to you downstairs tomorrow at the Apprenticeship Fair. And in the meantime, thank you so, so much for joining me this afternoon, Mary Liz. It has been brilliant.
Thank you, Donny. I really appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
This is Near FM
90.3.